Hey, welcome back, my friends. It is me, Coach Adam, on Living Your Best Life. Thank you so much for joining me. I am excited to have you back. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me talk for 30 minutes about fitness, life, motivation, nutrition, just whatever it takes to live your best life and do it on your terms. So today we're going to talk a little bit about I lost my notes. Setting realistic goals so you can have lasting results, sustainable results, actual change, and not discouragement. When I first started in my fitness journey and training, before training, I was a little overweight, a lot overweight. I tried to lose weight. I tried so many things to get myself back to where I felt like myself. The only problem was I didn't really know what a good target weight was. I would say I'm going to lose 20 pounds, but I wouldn't really give myself a target or like a goal, right? I wouldn't say I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 3 months, 4 months. I'm going to lose 20 pounds doing this or whatever. You know, I didn't have any actual goal besides I want to lose weight. For me and for anyone in general, that's kind of a broad goal, and it's very vague. It's not very motivating. There's no real feeling of a deadline, right? So there's no what's that word? Oh man, I lost it. If you think about it, shout it out. And if I hear you, I'll say it. And if I hear you, that's weird. But anyways, I wouldn't have an actual goal, right? So after a while, I just gave up, or I'd be really discouraged, or I'd say, you know, this is why I don't do this. This doesn't work. And I would try something different, or I would jump onto a new fad diet or a new fad workout plan. You know, I would jump onto the P90X or the Insanity. Is that what it was called? There's a few out there, you know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I would jump from program to program, from diet to diet, blaming it on everything but myself and not setting actual, specific, realistic goals. So it's super important to do that so that you can get to your results and you don't feel so discouraged, and you actually feel like you are achieving something and you can feel really, really good about yourself. So the first thing I'm going to tell you guys is to celebrate your wins, celebrate your recent accomplishments. If you're on your fitness journey and you have your goals of losing weight or getting stronger or fitting into certain clothes, whatever it may be, that's great. Make sure you're celebrating those small wins throughout the journey. You're celebrating, of course, the big wins, but the small wins such as, all right, well, I made it to the gym 3 or 4 times this week, just like I said I would. Sure, you're not at your target weight yet because it's only been 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but you've managed to get to the gym several times this week. So now you're on a roll, right? Now you're consistent. Now you can celebrate and feel good about that. Feel good that you're staying consistent. So celebrate those wins. If you're not in strength training or you don't like running or swimming or anything like that or sports, but you like yoga and yoga is your new thing, celebrate learning a new pose. Celebrate being able to get into a pose that you weren't able to get into a few weeks ago. Same thing. You may not be at your full realized goal, but along the way you're achieving these milestones and you're accumulating successes as you go. So make sure you feel good about those. Make sure you acknowledge them, and it's okay to celebrate them. Don't feel like just because it's a new pose or just because, oh great, I made it to the gym a few times this week, or I meal prepped, or I went to bed on time, or I picked eating a salad over fries. I said no to dessert. You know, celebrate those. Those are wins for you, right? Those are different changes in behavior. Those are different choices that you're making to better yourself. So celebrate them, because believe me, they're going to make you feel better and you're going to want to do more to help you feel that way again, to achieve that, like that high, right? When you, like in school, when you got good grades on an assignment, you felt really, really good. Or at work, when you finished a project and you got good feedback from your bosses and your colleagues, that felt really, really good. So give yourself that good feedback and give yourself that acknowledgement that you made it and you did something for yourself. And along with those challenges, along with the accomplishments, there are going to be challenges as well, right? There will be some setbacks. There will be some stresses that we're going to experience throughout this process, but that's normal, right? Whenever you're getting better at something, whenever you're trying to do something different, there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be things that you're learning. There's going to be things that maybe you did not necessarily wrong, but maybe could have been done better. So learn from those things, learn from the setbacks. They're not bad things. They're not bad things to have. There's a bug in here. Oh my God. Whew. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. Normalize those setbacks. It's okay, right? Like if your goal is to get to the gym 4 to 5 times a week, but maybe you had a busy week at work, or maybe family obligations caused you to get home sooner, or you just ran out of time, right? It's okay. Instead of feeling guilty, instead of beating yourself up, reflect on the week and maybe shift your workouts to a better time. Maybe it's better for you to get up an hour earlier and go to the gym an hour earlier, or get your workout in done at the house or something before you get started with the day, so that the daily distractions don't get in the way. So find ways that are going to help you stay on track and not fall into certain setbacks that we can avoid by scheduling things properly, right? So that example of working out in the morning versus waiting till the end of the day, now that you've done it in the morning, you know, all right, it is done. That is checked off the list. There is nothing that's going to get in the way of that now, because it is impossible, right? You're done. And not only that, you're going to have more energy for the day. You're going to feel more accomplished. You've already checked something off your list before the day even gets started. So to start your day off on the right foot like that, to start it off with a win, is going to help you significantly in the process of building better habits and then realizing longer sustainable change over the course of your life, not just over the course of the life of the program that you're currently in, whether it, you know, possibly a 6-week challenge or a 12-week challenge or whatever it may be, it's going to be a longer lasting result versus something that you're just going to do for a few weeks and then possibly forget about it and not internalize it and really do it as part of your life. So think about those things, reflect on your accomplishments and learn from the setbacks, and don't stress that there's going to be challenges, because they will come up. And you'll just get stronger from them. So I'm going to ask you guys out there who are listening, just to help me out, maybe give me some feedback on here. I want to hear from your journey, your experience. I want to hear your recent wins, maybe a challenge that you've gone through in your journey. So post it on social media at me. So tag me at Coach Adamir, and then use hashtag LYBL. That's standing for Live Your Best Life. So hashtag LYBL, hashtag Coach Adamir. And just let me know your recent win, a recent challenge you've been experiencing. I'll comment back, maybe give you some feedback or some encouragement if you need it. But I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to know what you guys go through and what you guys struggle with and where I can help you with. I also want to know what you feel good about, right? And how you celebrate yourself. So throw that on there at Coach Adamir, hashtag LYBL, hashtag Coach Adamir. Great. So let's move on into what I don't know if any of you have heard this acronym. It's called SMART, S-M-A-R-T, goal setting. Actually, it worked out, because SMART goal setting is basically being smart, using your brain, and setting goals correctly, but the acronym actually works out nicely. So earlier I talked about me saying I wanted to lose 20 pounds when I was overweight, but that was really my goal, just to lose 20 pounds. So that is a goal, but it's not a SMART goal. So let's break that down into what a SMART goal would be. So the first letter in the word SMART, S, specific. You have to get very specific with what your goal is going to be, right? So as the example we're using, I want to lose 20 pounds. That's specific, but it's not completely specific. It's not very specific, right? I want to lose 20 pounds of what? Body fat. I want to lose 20 pounds of muscle. I don't want to lose 20 pounds overall weight. There's so many different factors we can say that it doesn't feel like it's specific. So I want to lose, you know, 20 pounds of body fat and gain 5 pounds of muscle. That's a little more specific. Now I know what to work with. Now as a coach, if I come to you, if you come to me with that goal, now I know, okay, well, they want to lose body fat but gain muscle. Okay, so that's going to determine what type of strength training program. That's going to determine how many macros I'm gonna adjust for them on protein, carbs, and fat, and things like that. So now I have a little more to work with, right? So get specific with your goals. Don't be too vague. Don't be too general. Don't be too scared to get a little detailed, right? The more detailed, the better. The more detailed, the more the universe and law of attraction is going to work with you and give you what you need. But you need to be specific, and you also need to work at it. So S, specific. The second letter is M. I really hope you guys are taking notes because this is going to help you out. Write these down smart. If you're in the car, then hopefully you can remember these. Be smart, you guys. Second one, measurable. Track your progress. So use an app. Use a training app. You can use Apple Watch, Fitbit, Whoop, Google Watch, Samsung. There's so many different options. Garmin. Now to track your progress. But you can also get in-home scales. If you have an Apple iPhone, the Apple Health app will help with you. I know Google Android phones have the same type of app where you can input your information, you can input your weight, you can input your heart rate, you can input your body fat, you can input everything so that it can track you. And you can really see those concrete numbers. You can see the bar go up or down based on what you're looking for. And then using that tracking tool will help you see your small successes, and then you can celebrate those and feel good about yourself. When you see the tracker going up in your progress and you see it going down in your body fat and maybe your weight, that makes you feel really good. Same idea, right? When you see your income increasing or your bank account increasing, right? When you see those things increasing, you feel good. So if you see the things in your health and your fitness that are doing well for yourself, you're going to feel so much better about yourself. So be specific. They have to be measurable. They have to be achievable, right? Consider your current fitness level. If you are 20 pounds overweight, like I said in my example, and you want, you're 225 pounds, and you want to weigh 175 pounds in 2 months, that's 50 pounds, right? That's pretty unachievable. If a coach tells you that's achievable, they're probably lying or it's going to be unhealthy. Consider where you're at in your fitness level and give yourself an achievable goal. If you've never worked out a day in your life and you come in with a goal of, I want to look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, we're going to have to sit and talk and revisit your goals, right? Is it achievable? That's difficult, right? There's so many factors that we have to consider. So consider where you are before you set high, lofty goals. So specific, measurable, achievable. We're in letter R. Make it relevant. Does the goal matter to you? Is weight loss important to you? Or are you doing this because other people have said stuff about you? Are you doing this because people are making you feel bad about yourself? Are you doing this because someone else is telling you that if you don't do this, then that? If you don't have goals that are relevant to your passion, to your needs, to your feelings, then you're going to easily be unmotivated and you're going to easily lose focus on what you are working on. So you need to focus on what you desire and what you are trying to accomplish by going through this process. You know, are you trying to lose weight because you want to sleep better, because you want to have more energy? Are you trying to lose weight because you just want to be healthier overall and you don't want to be part of that percentage of people that's obese and overweight? Are you trying to lose weight because you just don't want to be depressed and anxious anymore? Find things that are relevant to you, that mean something to you and make you feel passionate and really make you feel something when you write down those goals. Otherwise, you're just going to get, like I said, you're going to fall off track. You're going to get unmotivated. And your last letter here, guys, in the word SMART, letter T, it's got to be time bound. You have to have a deadline. I've heard it a few times. I don't know if you've heard it. I like the way it's said, but a goal without an end date or without a deadline is just a dream. If you don't set a timeline for your goal, you're just going to continuously put it off and say, oh, I'll get there. Oh, I'll get there. Oh, I'll get there. No, 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 no. If I would have said I'm going to lose 20 pounds in the next 6 months, then I probably would have done it. I would have been able to track it. I would have been able to see where I was every month. I would have been able to adjust when needed. Right? So make goals that are going to be SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. All right. So if you're going to make a goal for yourself, you know, like a broad goal, maybe I want to be strong. I want to gain more muscle. I want to be able to lift weights. You know, I've never done that before or whatever. If that's your goal, then we got to be specific with it, right? We got to be measurable, achievable. We have to be relevant, and it has to have a timeline. So as an example, I want to feel stronger. So I'm going to complete 3 strength training sessions with weights per week for the next 8 weeks. And we can break it down even further if we need it, right? I want to feel stronger because when I perform daily activities, you know, moving grocery, grabbing groceries, maybe moving furniture, or just your daily activities, right? You feel tired. Maybe you feel weak going up the stairs, or crouching down for long periods of time makes you feel achy when you're reaching down for stuff. So make it relevant to you, right? I want to feel stronger because sometimes I feel weak going about my daily life and I don't want to feel that anymore. So I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week and focus on strength training sessions for the next 2 months, right? It's pretty specific. It's pretty achievable. 3 days a week, 2 months. And it's relevant to me and it has a timeline. I'm only going to do this for 2 months. It's pretty simple, you guys. So write that down, SMART goals. And then when it comes to your goals, break them down between larger and smaller goals. Okay, so let's go back to that first example. I want to feel stronger, so I will complete 3 strength training sessions with weights per week for the next 8 weeks. That's my big goal, 8 weeks. So let's focus on, all right, the first week, get to the gym 3 days a week. Cool, I did it. Next week, get to the gym 3 days a week. Great, I did it. Focus on the 3 days a week. Don't focus on the 8 weeks of going to the training sessions. Or is it another example for my runners out there? If you want to run a marathon, right, your goal is to run 26.2 miles. Right, 26.2? Is that right? Yeah, 26.2 miles. So it can seem pretty daunting to say, as someone who's never ran a marathon before, to lace up my shoes, go out onto the sidewalk and say to myself, all right, let's run 26 miles. No, I'm not doing that. Nobody's doing that. So ideally, you want to break that down and say, okay, marathon's in 6 months. For the next month, I'm going to run 1 mile a day, 5 days a week. Monday through Friday. Cool. That's 20 miles in the first month. Second month, I'm going to run 2 miles a day, 3 miles a day, whatever. Whatever increase you need to do to lead up to the marathon, break them down into small goals and then celebrate your short wins, your short-term wins, right? So if you say I'm going to run 1 mile every day for 5 days or for a month and you get 20 miles in that month, celebrate it. Feel good about yourself. Feel happy that you made it and you did 20 miles your first month. Celebrate your small wins, and then your long-term goals will just happen to be there waiting for you because you've taken small chunks out of it throughout the time that you've taken to get there. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. And then think about this, right? When you have a long-term goal and you're breaking these down to smaller little chunks of goals, the time it's going to take to achieve that long-term goal it's gonna pass anyways, right? Time is passing regardless. So while that time is passing, you may as well do the work required to get to that point. Because you're going to get to that point in time eventually. But will you get to that point in time with your goals in hand? Or will you have to push that timeline further down the line? Think about that. And then think about adapting when things don't go right or when you feel like you need to readjust. Okay? Being willing to adjust your goals is not only important, it's very, very healthy. There's a lot of self-awareness in that. And it's even better for you if you don't see these adjustments or setbacks as failures or as thinking that maybe you set the wrong goal. Maybe you did set the right goal, but every step you've taken to this point has maybe shifted your trajectory a little bit, and now you just have to readjust. So that's not a bad thing, to readjust, to reassess, to maybe redo your goals and rewrite them once you get to a certain point. You know, if I have my goal is to lose 20 pounds in 6 months, and in the first month I've lost, or in the first 2 months I've lost 15 pounds, I have 4 months to lose 5 pounds essentially. I can readjust those goals and say, okay, I have 4 months. Let's say I'm not completely satisfied with my goal. I'm going to lose 10 more pounds, not just 5, or 15 more pounds, not just 5. Okay, so readjust and do it when necessary. It's not a bad thing. Sometimes it's absolutely necessary. Otherwise, we get stuck and discouraged. So next thing, guys, we're almost there. I promise we're finishing up soon. When it comes to your lifestyle, don't be so gung-ho at like doing everything all at once. I've come across so many people that want to revamp and overhaul everything in their life right away and make those changes immediately. And while I applaud that and I love the enthusiasm, doing something like that so dramatically and drastically in your life can be very, very overwhelming and very, very discouraging when you don't do the things you're supposed to do after completely changing and overhauling everything. So instead of, you know, sitting on Sunday and thinking you have to cook your meals for the whole entire week, because that can seem daunting. It can also seem very boring to think that I have to eat the same thing Monday and Friday. You know, instead of doing something like that, maybe just start cooking a little bit more each day. Maybe meal prep a few snacks each day that you know you can eat every day instead of, you know, reaching for chips or a sugary sweet snack when you're at work. It's much easier to grab snacks you're not supposed to eat when you don't have them prepared. But if you take things prepared, you'll be much more likely to make the right choice. I buy a big bag of trail mix from Trader Joe's and I take that with me. It's in my backpack all week. And instead of putting it into little baggies, because for me, that takes time. I just take the whole bag with me and I grab small handfuls throughout the day. So even though I don't like separating and preparing little snacks like that, I do it my way so that I know I'll stay on track. So do it your way. You know, maybe just add a serving of more protein for lunch or for dinner, or a serving of more vegetables if you don't eat enough vegetables, or fruit if you don't eat enough fruit. Small little things that you can do that aren't so overwhelming and so daunting. And the same thing with movement, with exercise. You don't necessarily have to go 3 times a week to the gym or exercise 3 to 4 times a week or run 5 miles a week. If your way of integrating movement into your life is simply going outside and taking a 30-minute walk 3 times a week, do that. If your movement is going to YouTube and finding a 30-minute dance video that you just want to move around for a little bit, do that. It doesn't matter. Just integrate movement in your way and do it so that you feel better, so that you feel comfortable, and you don't feel like you have to do some sort of structured workout. You know, if you like to garden, go garden. If you want to, if you feel like your lawn's too long, and you want to mow the lawn, that'll help you go back and forth walking, right? So mow the lawn, do something where you're moving, but make it your own and integrate it in a way that you're going to be able to sustain it for the long term, not just for a few weeks. And when you are integrating movements, when you are doing these small little overhauls in your life, have a support system, my friends. I cannot stress the importance of having support, having a group of like-minded people to keep you on track, to guide you, to encourage you, to pick you up when you fall down. You can get a workout buddy. If you have a gym you go to, you can find your community there. Follow each other on Facebook, Instagram. Get each other's information and encourage each other. Just like send each other pictures of your food. You know, send each other, hey, this was my workout today. This is what my calorie burn. You know, when you have people that encourage you, when you have people you can talk to about this stuff, it makes it more exciting. So if you need a support system and you don't know anyone around you, then find me on Instagram, right? You guys can send me your workouts. I'll encourage you. I'll say good job. Send me your meals. I'll say great. Give you suggestions. You know, we all need that encouragement every once in a while. We all need a friend to lift us up. Any journey can be lonely. So if you're on this journey and you feel lonely, find some friends that will help you along this journey that are on the same journey or have been on this journey and can guide you and pull you forward. So find yourself that little tribe. And when you find yourself a tribe like that or friends like that you feel comfortable with, share your goals with them. Share your fitness goals with them. Share your health goals with them so that they can keep you accountable and they can help you adjust when needed. Or help you achieve your goals faster by pushing you along. Or maybe you share similar goals, right? There's so many different aspects of all this that are going to help you, but you have to go put yourself in those situations and find your tribe. So hopefully soon I can create my Instagram broadcast channel where we can all join in and have that online community. But in the meantime, I'll probably just do some other type of group. So, but I'll work on that soon, my friends. Don't stress on that yet. Don't stress on that yet. All right, let's wrap it up, you guys. We're almost there. So when you're along this path or your journey, and you're exercising or you're cooking or you're going to sleep or you have a morning routine or you're walking more, I want you to focus on how you feel, right? And I want you to focus on doing activities that make you feel good. You know, if going to the gym and putting your body under the stress of weights doesn't make you feel good, then don't do that. Maybe take a yoga class. Maybe do a body weight class or a high intensity type training class. Maybe do Pilates, hiking, swimming. Do something that makes you feel good, not something that you feel you need to be doing because that's what everybody's doing to quote unquote lose weight or feel good. Do what feels good to you because you're the one who's going to be doing it, not anybody else. So find new activities, find new hobbies, do something fun out there, and really enjoy yourself with this movement that you're going to search for. Don't restrict yourself to just the gym. It's not just about the gym. Me personally, that's what I love. I love strength training. I love lifting weights. I love doing high intensity cardio. So I will continue to do that. I don't like running, so I don't go running as much. But I like hiking. I like yoga. I like swimming. So there's different activities that I can do. And I add them when I feel like I need a change or something just different. So if you find yourself in those situations, by all means, find yourself something that you're going to enjoy and go do that. If you just want to go play golf, go play golf. Yeah, and talking to you, cousins, Andy. Or anyone else out there who likes playing golf. I've gone a few times. It's not so bad. I like it. I'm just not very good, so don't ask me to go. But if you do ask me to go, just be aware that, well, I might not be so good. But anyways, going off on a tangent here. So, and find things that you enjoy, and when you start to add things to your routine, when you start to put things on your schedule, when you start to make these actions more of a habit, then you start adding more on top of that. So start taking small little actions for each thing you want to do, and add more habits once you feel like you've locked that down. So for your food, not meal prepping, but for your food, if you've been adding a serving of protein every lunch meal for the last 2 weeks, great. Now let's add another habit on top of that. When you do prepare your meals for that, add more fruit snacks throughout the day, or add another protein serving for dinner now, right? Do small little habits that are going to help you build into bigger and better habits. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. I really do. And if not, just hit me up, you guys. You can message me. Hey, coach, what the hell did you mean by habit stacking? Right? So think about it. And yeah, let's finish it up. when you're making your goals, when you're writing down your goals, the best way to put yourself in the receiving mode of what your goals can be and should be is to visualize and think about how you would feel when you do accomplish that goal. Think about how it makes you feel, and really put yourself in your own shoes at that moment in time so that you can write down your goals and really feel the passion in your goal, so that every time you read it, you know, I wrote down that goal when I was visualizing myself achieving that goal. So visualize yourself in that moment of achieving the goal, and create your goal while you have that in your mind. So the most important things that I want you to realize from all this is to set SMART goals. They have to be realistic, achievable, specific, measurable, relatable to you, and they have to have a deadline. So the most important thing, set a SMART goal. Be kind to yourself, right? When you have to readjust, when you have to reassess your goals, it's okay to readjust. It's okay to maybe go off in a different direction because maybe the goal you had originally isn't actually where you want to be headed. Now that you've realized what it takes, or maybe you want to do more, or maybe you want to do something different, that's okay. So be kind to yourself, love yourself in that moment, and be okay with changing it. And when you do change it, be okay with adapting to those changes. Don't feel like, I changed it, now I gotta, like, don't feel bad about it. It's all right to adapt and change. That's just the way life is. We always have to learn to adapt. So I'm gonna ask you for a favor. You guys, now that you know how to set better goals and realistic goals, I want you to take a few minutes of your own time when you can and set a SMART goal for yourself for April, let's say. We got April coming up, right? We got a week left in March, so a week left till April. Set a SMART goal for April, whether it be professional, whether it be personal for your friends and family, whether it be personal yourself for your weight loss, or maybe there's a book you want to finish, or maybe there's a project you want to get to work on, or whatever. Set a goal for yourself for April. Your deadline for your goal is April 30th. So that's your timeline. But be specific, make it measurable, make it achievable, make it realistic. All right. And I want you to share that goal on Instagram. You can do a video, you can just type it, a story. You can share it on Threads, X, what is that, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, whatever. Share it. Use the hashtag LYBL, live your best life. Tag me at Coach Adam, and hopefully I see it and can respond to you. So that's all, you guys. I really appreciate you taking the time again. To all my current listeners and followers. I really appreciate you doing my best to continue putting out content for you. And I hope that you receive it. And I hope that you are learning from it. I hope that you're taking something from it and applying it into your life. And for anyone out there who this is your first time watching or listening, thank you so much. I really hope you got something out of it. If you haven't followed me yet and you do feel like you're going to get some more out of this, or you have any friends that you feel can get some more out of this, follow me on Instagram at Coach Adam, YouTube, TikTok, X. What's the other one? Threads. It's all at Coach Adam. And then if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, thank you again. Please like and subscribe so you always get an alert when there's a new episode. And then please comment as well. I love your feedback. I love to answer any questions you guys may have or answer any topics that maybe you guys want me to talk about. So, yeah. All right, you guys, I'm out of here. I got to go do some other stuff, but I will see you next week. So have a great week, my friends, and remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.